Welcome to Shomer Shalom on the Daf. I'm talking Daf Samaches. The Gemara in Amud Beis, starting in the middle of the page, speaks about the Machlekes, if Yom Tev should be Kula LaHashem, a person should be in Beis Medrash, or Kula Lachem, and a person should just endure for himself, or it could be a combination of both. And the Gemara says that in Shavuos, everybody agrees, there could be a combination of both. And the Gemara continues to speak about the days when a person must eat. And the Gemara mentions Shavuos, mentions Shabbos, mentions Erev Yom Kippur, and Purim. Now the idea behind all this, really a Tzaddik HaKohen speaks about in a few places, is the following. In general, we have a discussion, can a person combine his own joy to the Avodas Hashem? It's something that not everybody is able to do it. And usually, there is a Tzad, there is an opinion that says, you could choose either or. Either you are completely connected to spiritual, or you're connected to your own physical existence. But to combine both together, not everybody agrees, not everybody is able to come to that level. Except when we speak about Torah. Torah is the one thing which elevates and spreads into the physical world and connects the spirituality to the physicality in one place. And it's not a contradiction that a person could be enjoying a physical matter and also be in a spiritual matter at the same time. Because Torah spreads all over the world and elevates the world to connect the spiritual to the physical. And with that, Tzaddik says, that's the idea, that every Yom Tev, meaning any other time of Simcha, of Avodah, there's a machlokes, can you do Chet Shel Hashem, Chet Shel Lachem, it has to be either or. But in Shavuos, everybody agrees that you need to have the combination of both, because that's what Torah represents. And Tzaddik goes on to say that this is really, any day that's mentioned this Gemara is a day of Torah. Shabbos is the day, everybody agrees, Shabbos Shabbos Nitna Torah. Torah came down to the world in the day of Shabbos. And then Torah has three stages to it. Torah comes to the world in Shavuos. That's Luchos Rishayim, is the first Luchos. The second Luchos come when? On Yom Kippur. In the time of the Achila of Yom Kippur is Erev Yom Kippur. We know that Erev Yom Kippur is the Tikkun Achila, the fixing of the eating that belongs to Yom Kippur. So Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur is considered to be really one day. And you have an Inyan of Achila in the time when Torah is given, the second Luchos are given. And then Purim is what the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Hadr Kibluah B'mei HaShverosh. There was another Kabbalah of Torah in Purim. So really all the days that the Gemara speaks about over here are the days of Torah. In the days of Torah, then we have the combination of your own physical enjoyment together with the spirituality. It's not a contradiction. And really, that's what the Gemara concludes. That's why this ending of the Gemara connects to the beginning of the Gemara. Because Gemara concludes and says, that Yosef says, ah, look what Torah did. Without the Torah, kama Yosef ika b'shuka. There's the famous word that Yosef forgot his learning, so the Torah really elevated him even after he forgot the learning. But you have over here a concept that Yosef is enjoying the Torah for himself. And as the Gemara concludes this Agata, the Gemara says that Rav Sheshes always has said, Chadoy Nafshoy, Chadoy Nafshoy. Enjoy my soul, the Torah. The Gemara says, what do you mean? The Torah is for the world. Says the Gemara, yeah, but a person also, the first thing a person cares about is himself. What's the message of this Gemara? That Torah is special in that unique way. That Torah is not only a spiritual thing up there, but it connects to the physical existence of Adam as well. Adam enjoys it in a physical manner as well. So if Yosef and Rav Sheshes are telling us, I in a personal way am enjoying Torah. This connects beautifully to the Hakdom of the Aglital that we spoke about here in the past. The Aglital says that people think that a person enjoys when he learns Torah. So that's a B'gam. That means he's missing something in Limud the Torah. Says the Aglital, that's not true. Torah is done with enjoyment. A person has to have, the Torah is not only a spiritual idea, but a person also physically needs to enjoy the Torah, to be part of the Torah, because that's a Torah, as Rizgal is revealed in the world, that's here in both levels, the physical and the spiritual. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.